there you're sitting in your offices at Third in Boston, and eventually you say, all right, we need to move ahead, and we need a building. Mm-hmm. So the word went out in the community, and I suppose everybody who owned a building said, here's a building.
Hey, we crawled through about every empty building in Tulsa. Someone, the vice president, and Al also looked at them. The answer is yes, we did. We looked at all kinds of buildings.
Then you settled on the Sinclair building as a leasing situation to begin with.
Yes.
Why the Sinclair building at 10th and Boston?
One, the price was right. And the building could be reconfigured if we chose to do it on a relatively inexpensive basis. And the other thing, it was a terrific location itself. It still is a terrific location. It's incredible, the number of people still go to Metro Campus. We knew we'd have parking problems with that building, but we'd have parking problems with about any building in downtown. Also, you need to know this. We were provided land. Part of the deal was that the city or the community had to come up with some land. Well, they ended up coming up with the railway depot and about 3.5 blocks down there. It's a nice facility. I love it. Depot, the Jazz Hall of Fame now and all, but
Union Station.
The Union Station. And then we had land that was provided across the river on the west side that wasn't conducive to us, which later became, through Dr. Phillips' thinking, the Oklahoma College for Osteopathic Medicine site.
It was a trade out there, wasn't there?
Yeah, well, we sort of given to them, yeah.
So you say you had this land. Why did you have this land?
It was provided to the college through the community.
Okay. We have four campuses now. Was that the vision from the very start to have four campuses?
Yes, by the year 2000.
Oh, you set the goal here, too, by 2000.
Uh-huh.
Did we reach it by 2000?
Yeah, fourth one was open in 1995, I believe.
Let's go back again to the Sinclair building where you've leased, I believe, the bottom three floors.
That's correct. It was all painted green. As you remember, the Sinclair green back then, they had a little gas station on one little part next to it. The dinosaur, remember the dinosaur?
Yeah.
But that's what we did. We ended up leasing it, and it worked out very well. I believe ARCO had two floors, and the top floor, I think, was called Redbud Fertilizer. We shared it with the businessmen. We shared the cafeteria and different things.